Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction, along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with John Sheehan. He is the now former Secretary General of the International Aircraft Owners and Pilots Associations. John, May 1st was what you call Freedom Day. Tell us about your 15 years and tell us what's next for you.
Well, it's jokingly Freedom Day. It's also a day because the 15 years I've worked in this job have been very rewarding. And, of course, the reward part comes from the people you work with around the world. You may know that we have 70 AOPAs around the world representing approximately 450,000 pilots and owners out there. And each one of these individual AOPAs has their own culture and their own story, and they're fascinating. They have common problems. Everybody has airspace problems. Everybody has flight crew licensing problems. Everybody has disappearing airports, but with a little bit of a different twist because of the different politics involved. And that's been the fascinating part of the whole thing. First working through the ICAO group in Montreal to find out what the standards and recommended practices are and trying to influence those. And then working through some of the regional organizations out there, such as the European Aviation Safety Agency, to see how they take those standards and implement them, and then down to the individual AOPAs themselves. So it's been a fascinating journey, if you will. I've learned a lot. I think I've helped a lot of our associations out there. But again, it's the people that make it fascinating.
Okay, so what has been, I don't know, the overarching concern, the thing that unites pilots all over the world that that you've sort of worked on consistently over the last 15 years?
Well, I've already mentioned it a little bit. You know, when the International AOPA was formed in 1962, it was done to have a voice in ICAO because up to that time, only commercial air transport operations had a voice within the council of ICAO. And, of course, these are the people that make up the standards for international civil aviation that are supposed to be followed by all the nations of the world, or at least 190 of them anyway. So from that day forward, airspace and airports are principal difficulties, if you will. That is, the fair and equitable allocation of airspace, and then protecting and preserving our airports to make sure that they aren't taken by over-anxious, over-eager real estate developers, or increasingly in Europe, being taken over by commercial air traffic interests, thereby pushing general aviation out. And then as a subset of all this, the regulatory structure is quite different in each one of these states. And, of course, each state has their own regulatory structure, even though they're supposed to be following what ICAO comes out with for their standards. So those are the three issues that are the common thread that tie all of our AOPAs together and has, you know, given me direction for these last 15 years.
Okay, well, I don't see any of those going away. But what are some of the unique problems that that we may be facing, or your successor will be facing as we go into the next 15 years?
I guess one of the big ones that has our attention now is the European Aviation Safety Agency is making it very difficult to either validate or convert licenses from outside Europe to be able to use one of those foreign licenses within Europe on a temporary basis or to convert one of those licenses to an EASA license and make it very, very difficult. I think we have their attention because not only are we working with EASA and their boss, the European Commission, we've gotten the attention of the European Parliament too. And we pointed out the fact that they can't have a sustainable general aviation movement without this free flow of pilots who will supply know, their needs over there as well as ours here. That's one of the issues. The other big issue, of course, is aviation gasoline. Leaded gas is a no-no. We're making progress on that in Europe. You're probably aware here in the United States we're making slight progress on it, but that's one of the universals that ties us together, too. The other one is, where will our affordable aircraft come from in the future? I think all Americans are familiar with that. The Europeans probably have a little bit of an edge on us for the light sport aircraft. But then there are difficulties in having those aircraft recognized throughout the world because they are not really certified by a state. They're certified through the ASTM standards, and that's not good enough. So we have an effort in ICAO now to recognize those aircraft certification rules through ASTM universally, so those aircraft can be flown across borders and also used for flight training that will lead to a private pilot license. So those are some of the big issues that we're working on. There's always issues out there. There's never a moment of rest, but I don't think that was envisioned even from the very beginning. We're not overwhelmed. We're making some progress out there. We lose some, we win some, but I think we're pretty well respected both in Europe, Asia, and certainly in ICAO, because we have a permanent representative in ICAO that serves as an observer, and that means he can talk in all of the councils up there if he wishes. He just doesn't have a vote because only states have votes within ICAO. But this person has such a reputation, has been working there for 10 years, that he's sought after and consulted for issues concerning general aviation. And that's a big help because it all starts to flow downhill from ICAO, and having a credible person there is a positive issue for us.
Okay, well, retirement is kind of a euphemism for what you're doing. You have some other irons in the fire. You can tell us briefly about that.
Sure. I'm staying in general aviation, but I'm going to a different form of general aviation, that is business and corporate aviation. I'm working for the International Business Aviation Council, especially in their program for international standards for business aviation operations. It's an international standard that recognizes everything that's in ICAO plus industry good operating practices. And now that people are required to have a safety management system for large and turbojet aircraft, even for private operators around the world, or they will shortly, we are helping them with that and coming up with a series of programs and standards that they can use to attain those certifications. So I'm deeply involved in those standards and in the audit program that goes along with it, and qualifying auditors, and just generally having a good time helping the corporate operators of the world.
Okay, well, good luck in your retirement or whatever it is. And we'll be talking to you in the future, I'm sure. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.